This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. All you need is some eye care. Well, the solution may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Dr. Logan Vanderwood with Center for Advanced Eye Care. Dr. Vanderwood, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Listen, we're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your practice.
Sure. So we're located in Fort Pierce. We opened about 6 months ago, probably about 10 minutes north of Port St. Lucie. And really, we focus on all aspects of eye surgery. One of our primary things is cataract surgery, getting you to see better just in general, and also to get you out of glasses. One of the other surgeries that we offer is LASIK surgery. We opened that about a month ago, so we're just getting everything started. It's a very exciting time for us. And then we also do glaucoma and cornea surgery, as well as treat dry eye.
Yeah, your eye is important. I mean, I was at my mother's house, and I was like, you know, you got to turn the lights on, you know? You blame it on the lights, right? So how did you get into this business?
Sure. So, I mean, going back, getting into medical school, kind of my dad kind of introduced me into that. He was a physician we lived in a small town growing up. You might know it from the Packers, Green Bay, Wisconsin. But really the community, just going around with him and seeing how much of an impact he made really kind of led me to medicine. And then ophthalmology, I didn't find until actually I was in medical school, and an ophthalmologist, you know, invited me to come see some of the surgeries. And from that moment on, I was hooked. The surgeries are fantastic. The patients get better. It's one of the only areas in medicine where we get to be a part of something very special with the patients, where we can actually improve their life and restore their vision to what they were, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago. And then I get to travel around and do it as well. So I recently went to Paraguay to do a series of cornea transplants and help kids and adults there that were unable to see because of scar tissue or corneal disease.
Okay, that's cool. What are some of the myths and misconceptions?
So there's a few that come to mind. One of them that we see a lot or hear a lot is my cataracts aren't ripe enough for surgery. Nowadays, we do surgery for a lot of different reasons. The first one is I commonly see is glare or halos while you're driving at night. A lot of patients come to me, that's a very early sign of cataract. But especially with the new neon headlights, that's a very common problem to have. Cataract surgery nowadays, it's about a 10-minute surgery. It's certainly much safer than driving around without being able to see very well. So what we tell you is if you're having a problem, whether it's driving at night or your glasses aren't working very well anymore and you're having to turn the lights all the way up like you described, those are signs that your cataracts are ripe enough for surgery and that, you know, the time for surgery is really when it's starting to affect your life. So everyone's kind of different. My aunt was in her 50s. When she wanted her surgery, she was having trouble driving at night. My dad is on the other end of the spectrum. He's in his 80s. He's happy as a clam with his cataracts. He just buys bigger and bigger TVs. Some of the other common things that, you know, glaucoma needs to be treated with drops. So a lot of patients are on drops for 10, 20, 30 years, and they don't realize that there's other ways to treat glaucoma. So there's painless lasers that are covered by insurance. There's little depot medications that we can put once in the eye that last, you know, 1, 2, 3 years. And then there's minimally invasive surgeries that are often done at the same time as cataract surgery that can get you off the drops that you're on.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, we need eyes. We got to see it, right? We got to see it. So, Dr. Vanderwood, when you're not busy with your practice, what do you like to do for fun?
We like to travel a little bit. I also like to play golf and pickleball. That's my new things.
What's your favorite destination?
My favorite let's see, probably Italy. We went for our honeymoon, and just seeing, you know, the Colosseum and actually the buildings in Florence and the history of Florence and having some of the wine there was absolutely fantastic. And it was great to get away for a couple of weeks with my wife.
I hope to get there soon. Italy. It sounds nice. Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about a hardship some kind of struggle you went through, something that you rose above and could now say today that you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Sure. I mean, so I'm a DO, so it's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. It's a different type than a medical doctor. We do all the same classes, but we do a few extra studies in medicine. Traditionally, DOs mostly go into primary care practice. They're very patient-oriented. Very few actually have the opportunity to match into ophthalmology because it's a very competitive specialty. But I was fortunate enough to, you know, study and work hard during my med school and graduate as valedictorian. And that allowed me to do some great things and match into ophthalmology. And being able to come into a surgical perspective or a surgical specialty with kind of that patient focus, that patient care, I think kind of helped me grow as a physician and helps me provide kind of the best care I can.
Okay. So I want you to tell our listeners one thing they should remember about the Center for Advanced Eye Care.
Sure. Well, I think the newest thing and thing we're very excited about is the light adjustable lens. So that's part of cataract surgery. Now we're able to deliver pretty much LASIK-like vision without glasses with this new light adjustable lens. So kind of the old lenses, you pick a size and you put it in the eye and hope that all your math and your calculations were right and the patient would see well, but it doesn't always work like that every time. Some patients need glasses after surgery in order to help them see better. Now with the light adjustable lens, we can actually put the lens in the eye and then using a UV light, we can actually adjust the lens to give you perfect vision in the distance. And a lot of patients we see it every day are getting 20/15, 20/10 vision. So it's really exciting and it's really fun to be, you know, selfishly on my side of that thing. It's great to see these outcomes and to be part of it.
That's amazing. So that's like Superman. You can see through things, huh?
I wouldn't call it Superman.
Listen, I'm sure a number of our listeners are just at awe of what you're sharing. I mean, I always love speaking to doctors because they got a lot of things to share. I feel like I'm in class now getting all this great information, and a lot of them probably have one word on their lips right now, and that's how. How can we get more information on the Center for Advanced Eye Care?
Sure, you can give us a call. So our number is 772-410-2810. We're happy to get you in anytime. You'll get through to one of our great receptionists. They'll usually get some more information from you and they'll book you an appointment with us. Or if you're just looking for more information, you can call and speak to one of our coordinators and they can tell you more about the light adjustable lens or LASIK surgery or whatever you'd like to hear about.
Okay, you want to share your number one more time?
Sure, it's 772-410-2810.
Well, Dr. Vanderwood, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.